another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is. Guess what day it is.
Today is Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
It's hump day.
Yeah, but it's also National
Cheeseburger
Day.
Luckily,
National
Cheeseburger Day really brings out the fatties.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Is anybody hungry?
I'm hungry.
I ordered you some breakfast.
No breakfast. Cheeseburger.
Order up.
Showtime.
Where did you pull that out of?
I have no idea.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger. Wow.
National Cheeseburger Day today.
Yes, it is.
Wednesday morning with the Mike and Carla Morning Show. 6:04 without our executive producer, Morty, who has
had the gunk, he said. Good.
For the last 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, he got it like last week, and he just can't. Listen, it hits you, and it's hard to kick.
Can't shake
it's
it.
It's just hard to kick.
Even with his mom here, you would have thought chicken soup and stuff like that.
No, because she got it too.
Oh.
She got it too. I know. I know.
That's awful. He had waited.
I feel bad. I said, no, because guess what? We don't want to get sick.
Yeah.
And again. And no. So go. You get out of here.
I know he waited so long to see his mom.
I know.
She lives in Hawaii, of course, and she makes the visit.
Yep.
So she gets sick. He gets sick.
I know.
Before you know it, he's off to the doctor. So hopefully he'll be okay in the next couple of days.
I know.
All right. Sunshine today. And they say a little breezy, high in the mid-90s, upper 80s, the high tomorrow.
Wow.
Boy, summer just ended like that.
I was just saying that. How does the air out there know? How does it just know?
I don't know.
Mother Nature.
It's only about 66 outside right now this morning. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
It'll be one of the biggest hologram tours ever. Tell you when it's coming here.
All right, more on that story and some other stuff in entertainment news after REO Speedwagon.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, you know, we talked with one of the Rembrandts a few weeks ago, and you can actually listen to that on our website. Meghan Trainor, pop artist. She is re-recording the Friends theme song. They did it originally. She says it's in honor of the show's 25th anniversary. The song will be released September 22nd. That is Sunday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That is the same time the pilot episode of Friends debuted on NBC.
Okay.
On that date. She says, I've seen every episode multiple times now, and I can't believe they even thought of me to sing this cover. It was a dream come true. And I'm also thinking the Rembrandts, they'll have some fun with this, too, because if they own the rights to that song, cha-ching, good for her.
So they picked
them.
Her to do it.
I don't know who it is that picked her, but somebody did.
Okay.
Yeah, she didn't say them, but it is their song. And like I say, I think they wrote that song.
Wow.
So they did, actually, I believe they wrote the song for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Then they wrote a longer version.
That's how they explained it to us. They had to do an extended.
Yes, he said we did like, you know, 30 seconds and then
to add it to the album.
Right.
So,
right.
Okay.
Whitney Houston is going on tour, Mike. Her hologram will hit the road next year. Tour launches in January in Mexico. Then they head to Europe. And it will indeed come to the U.S. a little later next year. No specific dates yet. But it will be coming here.
Wow.
Doing all of her greatest hits. I know.
Now, do you go see that no matter what the ticket price is, just out of curiosity?
I think so.
Do it because you're a big fan?
I think maybe a little of both. I mean, God, she had some huge hits.
Yeah.
If you love her music, I guess, why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Still seems a bit odd, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex Trebek, man alive, his numbers went up again, so he's going to have to go back on chemo. But he doesn't seem to be too worried.
I realize that there is an end in sight for me, just as there is for everyone else. When I do pass on, one thing they will not say at my funeral is, oh, he was taken from us too soon. Hey, guys, I'm 79 years old. I've had one hell of a good life.
Yeah, you know what? Always the positive he finds, doesn't he? Good for him. But yeah, he's got to go through another round of chemo and sucks.
Never been in that situation, but I guess that's the way you have to look at it,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. Especially at that age, you know,
And he has had a good life.
Oh, he sure has. Man,
you know,
he has.
Number one game show, making all kinds of money.
He was a He was one of the most eligible bachelors for many years. He didn't get married till about 45, I think he was, when he got married. So he, you know, he had some fun.
The 10K Payday Contest is back. You have a chance to win $10,000. Okay. Last hour, our latest winner in the 10K Payday Contest. It is Ken Paye got the call from the Beasley Banker.
Are you kidding me? Oh, you got to be kidding me. Oh, that is great. That is great.
$1,000 richer and, of course, is qualified now for the $10,000 grand prize. Your next chance to win. Score the big bucks. 8 o'clock, we'll have a new code word for you. Okay. Want to find out all the details and rules about the 10K Payday Contest? Go on our website or download the free KKLZ app at the website, 96.3KKLZ.com. Carla, I want to play you some audio, and I'm so glad you posted this video on the KKLZ Facebook page.
Yes.
Because hearing it is one thing, but seeing it is another. These are two little boys.
Oh, my God.
We're thinking maybe 6-7 years old.
Yeah.
If that.
Uh-huh.
And they're playing with a garbage can, one of those metal garbage cans that you step on the pedal.
On, right, and the lid comes up.
Right. And they're taking turns hitting each other in the head. So one kid would stand on one side of the garbage can and the other on the other side.
Uh-huh.
And when the kid hits the pedal, doink.
They're dying.
Listen to this. I love it. I want to do you now. Go and do one more time.
One more time. Ow.
And I loved your comment on Facebook.
Well, yeah, this is why women live longer than men. Oh, my God. Seriously, guys.
Somewhere down the road, there's a fraternity with their names on it.
No kidding. You guys are awesome.
The garbage can twins.
Yeah, secret handshake. Come on.
What is this show?
This show is amazing.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
So I want to tell you what happened to me the other morning. I walked into a convenience store, had to get gas, you had to pay inside.
Okay.
So I go inside, young kid behind the counter, and again, this is like 4:30 in the morning.
Right.
And out of nowhere, he says, "Hey, I don't know what you're wearing, but you smell real good."
Huh. Okay.
And I was just kind of like, huh, okay, well, I'm going to go get my gas.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that?
Not one thing wrong with that.
Really?
No, not at all. No. Guys can say you smell good.
Yeah. I tell
nothing
guys
wrong
if
with
they
that.
Smell good, they smell good. Because I want to know what it is.
I tell anyone I think smells good, I tell them.
Male or female?
Male or female. I don't
know.
So care.
I'm overthinking this.
Oh, totally.
It kind of freaked me out a little bit.
No. No. Get over yourself. Okay? He's a kid working at 4:30 in the morning. I'm sure he's smelling a lot of stuff he doesn't want to smell in there prior to you coming in.
Okay.
And I know you put perfume on in the morning on your beads on your wrist.
Oh, so the oil.
That's what he was smelling.
No, I didn't put it on the...
Oh, really? But
no.
You don't really wear aftershave or anything, do you?
I wear a little spritz of cologne.
Oh, okay, okay. Because if it was that is, you know, that's very, you know, there.
Yeah, I have this, lava
They're
rock or something.
Essential oils.
Yeah, essential oils. But I haven't put oils on this for quite a while. So
no?
It was the cologne.
Well, what are we smelling then?
You know what? Come here. Bang you in the head.
But no, that's
okay.
That's not. I know a lot of guys get all weird. God forbid a guy tells you that you look nice or.
Well, I understand if a guy I know tells me, like if John, if you said, "Hey, what's that cologne you have on? That smells pretty good."
Yeah.
That's fine.
That would no, and then you would leave, or your friend Jeff would leave, and you'd go, "Well, that was
right.
weird. That was just weird." So. No,
wow.
I think that's really cool.
Okay.
I told a woman, and she gave me a hug. I didn't, I just happened to see when we were downtown, this girl that was sitting next to me, I said, "Oh my God," I said, forgive me or don't, I said, "but you are beautiful." And she said, "Oh God, thank you so much." I said, "You just have the most beautiful face."
Mm-hmm.
And she was all flattered and everything. And I always thought, well, maybe that'll sound weird. But I don't care because I'd want somebody to tell me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, yeah, something positive. Yeah, that's just positive.
I could see if I did that.
Well, you...
Can I tell you something?
It's the way you say something.
Yeah, yeah. I told a bartender he had a great beard.
Yeah.
Because it was. Just the way he kept it shaped and upkeep.
People gotta be... You know what? That's a good point. You've got to not be afraid to say nice things to people.
Anybody else? Has anybody else said to you, 702-739-9636, out of the blue,
right,
a stranger,
right,
you know, a compliment or noticed maybe something you were wearing or said you smell good? People texting in, calling in. We got some people on hold.
Hilarious.
Going to a convenience store the other morning at about 4:30. Kid behind the counter. As I'm paying for the gas, don't know what you're wearing, but you smell real good. Just caught me off guard.
Right.
And, right. I just wanted to know, has that happened to other people, or am I overthinking this? Am I being a little weird about this, or no?
Well, funny, Kevin, who is a female, she said, I was in a building, medical building, leaving my doctor's office last week. Younger guy said to me, you're wearing those pants. And I looked at him and said, what do you mean I'm wearing these pants? He said, that it means they look good on you, because that's how you're wearing
them. Oh, I see. Okay.
She said, well, thank you. I thought it was pretty nice to be flattered at 50, and which it is. Now, somebody wrote in, this is interesting. She said, yes, it is weird for a guy to tell a guy that they smell good, just like girls can't dance together, but not guys. And I said, really? Come on.
I thought girls could dance together.
Yeah, can dance together.
Oh, I see
not
what
guys.
You're saying. Okay.
Yeah, and I said, those are just rules that guys have made. Guys can dance together. Dance together all you want.
Why not?
Not a problem. Some of these are really interesting, though. Becky said, we need more compliments in this world with a smidge less sensitivity. People are afraid to give compliments because they're afraid they'll be misinterpreted instead of taken at face value.
That's what I always think. If I'm going to give a compliment,
right,
and then I start thinking about, no, I'm not going to say anything because she or he might take it wrong.
Exactly. Now, just on the flip side, Susan said, I was at a 7-Eleven recently and really creepy guy complimented me on my curly hair. Fine and well. But he said it kind of weird. And then he followed me around the store and told me 3 more times. So kind of creepy. I get that one.
Well, that is creepy. I mean, just give the compliment.
Your hair's dirty.
Move on. You don't track the person throughout the entire store. Oh, my God. Becky, what about you?
I was at the airport standing in line to take a trip to Reno, and I was standing next to a lady who had quite a tan going in her arm. And I said, what'd you do, lay out by the pool all day? She opened her mouth, and it was Carla.
Oh.
I didn't know it was her, but I know who you are. Now, I'm going to tell anybody if they look good, if their hair looks good, that's a nice jacket. It makes me feel good, and I think it makes them feel good, too.
Yeah, and I remember that very, very well.
Remember?
Yes, we were a little held up. Yep. Yeah, that was really sweet. Anytime there's a compliment, I think people just, you should appreciate it.
Okay.
You know? I think you should. Guys are a little weird, Beck. Guys are a little weird.
Bill, what do you think?
Well, I had the same thing happen to me in a grocery store. A man came up to me and said, I don't know what you're wearing, but it really smells good. And I didn't think anything of it except the fact that I never wore cologne. I've never worn cologne. That was the only thing that struck me odd. Not that he said it, but just that I wasn't wearing it. But no, I give compliments to people all the time. Not necessarily strangers.
Yeah.
But, no, people that maybe I don't even know very well, hey, especially if I see that a guy looks like he's lost weight, I tell him. They'll always say to me, no one noticed. No one told me.
See? Exactly.
You know, they really appreciate it when you give men compliments.
You know, with that said, it's a friend of a friend who I hadn't seen in ages, and she smelled good, and I hadn't seen her in a while, so I gave her a hug, and I said, God, you smell good. She said, it's called soap. And I said, well... I don't see you that often, and it must have been the soap that she used.
Right.
No, give compliments.
Well, maybe I will end up going back to that convenience store and going inside after dabbing a little bit on my, you know?
Yes, right behind the ears.
Yes. Maybe get a free fudgesicle or something. I don't know. Bill, have a great day.
You too.
See, and maybe I'm paranoid.
I'm afraid you're going to see him again, and he's not going to say anything, and you're going to be like, do I not smell?
And I have it all over me.
Why don't I? No?
It just never, it's never happened to me before. Maybe that's why.
Well, No, that I get it.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of people are saying just that. Most people are saying take it at face value. You know, if somebody...
He doesn't want something?
If somebody, you know, you smell good.
Was he hitting on me? I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No. All
right.
Guys always always think that you guys should be so lucky to have a good-looking gay man hitting on you. That's the ultimate compliment for a guy.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, if you're looking for some extra money, people, Kohl's is hiring 90,000 seasonal workers for the upcoming holiday season. They've scheduled a hiring day for October 5th. Mark your calendar. Maybe you just want some seasonal work. Definitely the place to do it. 90,000. They lose a lot of people after that, too, so they do hang on to some of those people. Mm-hmm. So interviews will be conducted at those stores. So you can actually, it's a big complaint. You can't talk to people face-to-face. Well, you can this time. October 5th, Kohl's hiring for the holidays. KFC, Morty, I hope you're listening. Taking on Popeyes and Chick-fil-A. They got a new chicken sandwich. It's a fried chicken breast between two glazed donuts being tested at about 40 restaurants throughout Virginia and in the Pittsburgh area.
Uh-huh.
It's about $7.50. And what they do, they want it to be fresh, so they dip the donuts in a fryer, and then they do it right there. They glaze them and everything. Whew, does it come with a defibrillator as
something.
Well?
Oh,
wow. Whoa, and then it's called usdish.com, usdish.com. Paying one person, it's not a lot of money, but if it's your thing, $1,300 to watch 13 scary movies before Halloween. Now, you also, that one person gets a flashlight, a blanket, popcorn, candy, and Stephen King paraphernalia.
Now, but see, that has Morty's name written all over.
It does, because they monitor your heart rate and everything while you're doing this, and your sleep patterns to see if it affects you in any
right.
way. And, I mean, these are scary movies. Mike, have you seen the original Carrie?
Yes.
Oh, man. Children of the Corn, Christine.
I've seen all those movies.
Yeah, Cujo. I mean, these are like, The Shining, these movies. There's 13 of them you get to watch if you decide to take this challenge. It's called usdish.com. If you want to sign up, I say go to Kohl's, maybe just get a seasonal job. How about that?
Do that.
Yes, exactly. A few things you should know.
Hey, wake up!
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Gets me going in the morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I don't know how many other people knew this or not, but Merriam-Webster has added more than 530 new words to the dictionary.
Huh.
Yeah.
One is vacay. That's actually a word now.
Yes, it is.
Fatberg is now a word. It's a large mass of fat and solid waste that collects in a sewer system.
Yeah.
So that's a new word.
Yeah, I heard that recently when they had to remove one. There was one in New York, yeah. I think it was, that they had to get rid of.
And this word, which is a new word, reminded me, when I saw it, reminded me of you because You had that word you made up. What was it? Anxietous.
Anxietous, yes.
Anxietous.
Yes.
Which is a made-up word by Carla.
Yes,
which, by the way, I use every once in a while.
Thank you.
And people will go, give me that look like, oh, is that a...
Yeah.
But never say anything because if you say it confidently, nobody's going to question
that
you.
A word? I think it's a word, yeah.
But when I saw this word...
Carla.
Fabulosity.
Fabulosity.
Yeah.
Like
pronounced
that.
Fabulosity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fabulosity.
Fabulosity.
Yeah. Well, duh. Yeah.
Fabulosity. Fabulosity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
That
I like it.
That is a new word.
Apparently, they've added a dad joke as well.
That's a word?
That's a word now.
But that was already two words.
Yes,
why does it now need to be one word?
Yep. Yeah, I know. Dad joke.
And we've talked about this before, words that you've made up.
I love hearing the words that people have made up.
My dad used to use the word bunimus.
It's a bunimus word.
I don't know.
It?
Don't know why that's not in the dictionary. Fabulosity could be.
Absolutely.
It is in the dictionary. Just as much as anxietous.
Yes, I think they make perfect sense. Yeah. Why are we even
celebrity? Why can't that be a word?
Yes.
Which word?
Yes.
Celebrity. You're a reality star. You're a celebrity.
Yeah.
I like that. Hold on. Let me write that down.
That's
just as good as fabulosity.
Yeah. They've all. I think eventually it's just, first of all, the next home you buy is going to be, the contract will be in all emojis. So why don't you just add these? I truly believe that. I truly believe that that will be the
just
case.
Just put your X right here.
Yeah. Next to the smiley face with the house emoji.
Exactly. What was the other one, Mike? And you have that inspo, I think it is, for inspiration.
So abbreviations are now complete words.
Yes.
We're that lazy. We can't even say the whole word.
That's why I'm saying 50 freaking years old. And yeah, I said to somebody the other day, hey, BT Dubs, I'm going to do such and such. It was like, excuse me. No, you didn't. Just BT Dubs me. Yeah.
What's
by the way.
Yeah.
Like
some
BTW.
Someone sent me the old TFW.
What is that?
That feeling when. I'm like, I didn't know. I had to look it up.
Oh,
I feel stupid Googling just three letters.
That. And then every once in a while, the MIHO. It's like, I didn't ask you for your in my humble opinion. I heard a kid just recently, it was at the store right behind me, and mom asked him something about, do you want to eat this or that for dinner? And he said, I'd eat gaff. It was like, wait, what? Okay, really? I don't give a.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd eat gaff. What? Jake?
That's where we're at now.
That's exactly where we're at now.
Totes perf. Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me, 96.3 KKLZ. And by the way, if you've not seen Carla's interview with Def Leppard talking about that song and how it really gained its popularity and became such a big smash for Def Leppard, you got to go to our website.
Definitely.
It got national recognition in, what was it, Guitar Magazine?
Guitar Magazine picked it up. Yeah, they picked up my interview. It was really very flattering, It's
and,
good.
And when you brought it up to make those two guys, who was it?
Rick Allen. Rick Allen literally turned the other way and just died.
Thought he was
going
to pee his pants.
Yes, the way I approached it.
Mm-hmm. You really do have to check it out.
It was fun. It was fun. Good
8:05, it's Mike and Carla Morning Show. You still have a few more minutes. Serious is the word. You can either enter through our app or online at 96.3kklz.com to shot to win $1,000 and qualify for the 10 grand, or just text the word to 45911 to pick up $1,000. Still have a few minutes to do that. They say sunshine today, maybe a little breezy. High of only 95 today, 88 the high tomorrow. Only about 68 outside right now this morning, and Carla has another dose. Her take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
I don't know if you will believe or even want to allow some of the reboots that are in progress.
All right, we'll talk about that plus some other stories after John Cafferty, Beaver Brown Band, 96.3.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Listen up, people. So NBC announced that their upcoming streaming service is called, fittingly, it's called Peacock, and it will launch in April. Now, they will be doing the Saved by the Bell revival, starring Mario Lopez and Elizabeth Berkley. Now, I don't know if any other cast members will be back. They say some of them might.
Mm-hmm.
HBO Max has paid now billions of dollars, people are saying, for the exclusive streaming rights to all 12 seasons of The Big Bang Theory.
Wow.
For 5 years. Earlier this year, they paid, my God, almost half $1 billion to steal Friends from Netflix. Huh. This show is still, we mentioned Seinfeld is being picked up by Hulu, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. This is crazy. Now, Mike, Arsenio Hall will have a new stand-up comedy special. That'll be airing on Netflix October 29th. I know, I was never, I liked his show. I never thought he was that funny. That's just me.
But his show with the woo.
I loved it. I thought his show was really good, and it was a little different at that time, too. I liked it. Now, listen to this. One of the best shows, I think you and I will agree, really good show, Hogan's Heroes. Mm-hmm. You remember that one? I don't know if you'll appreciate it as much, but as we did, or even, you know, our parents and aunts and uncles did.
Right.
Well, they're doing a sequel series.
Ah.
It's in the works. It's going to focus on the descendants of the original.
Oh.
So LeBeau.
And his kids.
And his, yes, exactly. And what was the magician? What was his name? Jeez. And all these, Yeah.
Richard Dawson
was in that. Yeah.
Of course, did Family Feud.
Yeah. Bob Crane, of course,
Hogan.
I know nothing. Sergeant Schultz, right?
Oh, what an idea.
So,
wow.
I don't know if people are smoking too much or not enough. I don't know what's going
say, open the windows when you paint.
Oh, no kidding. Man alive. So, yeah, Hogan's Heroes, a sequel in the works.
Can't wait.
Wow. Really? No, but I can.
Yeah, see, my grandfather, he was the commandant.
Right.
Where your dad was the prisoner.
Yeah.
We should go to dinner.
We
swap stories.
It's going to be great. During Remembrance of World War II. Hitler,
wow.
That whole thing. Oh, it was a kick.
Adopt your lucky duck today. We are so stoked about this. You and I are going to be hosting along with Kevin Janison from Channel 3, Las Vegas Lucky Duck Family Festival over at Wet n Wild the 28th. It's a Saturday afternoon, noon to 3. A Saturday afternoon, noon to 3, and you buy a duck and you can win some incredible prizes and big money. This all goes to Positively Kids, and if you want more information about it, all you have to do is right now text the word LUCKY to 702-739-9636. I know we've talked about this off the air, the iPhone 11 coming out. Now, you and Morty have said you're going to pass on this.
I'm debating. I think I am this time around. I know he is, for sure.
It comes with dual cameras.
Yeah.
New colors. This is supposed to be the phone that ends all phones.
Yeah, I know.
So besides the dual cameras and the new colors, a few other things the iPhone 11 will do.
The iPhone 11 is coming, complete with dual cameras and new colors. But that's not all. The new iPhone can cook thick and crispy bacon. The iPhone 11 has a hairdryer, built-in can opener. It can milk a cow. The new iPhone can detail your car. It can play frisbee with your Labradoodle. Remove the bags under your eyes. Freshens breath. It can even shoplift a crock pot from Costco when you're not looking. The iPhone 11. It's the future, suckers.
Yeah.
I'm totally getting it now.
How do you pass that up?
Getting it now. Yeah.
Get up. Good morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Every morning we are celebrating the return of Rod Stewart, the hits live at Coliseum over at Caesar's Palace. This goes on starting today through October 5th. So we have tickets to give away, and being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Oh, hold on. Here
okay.
it is.
All right.
All right, listen to this. All you have to do is identify by title the song we're playing on our kazoos. I'm going to help you out.
Kind of jazzed it up a little bit.
It's a Rod Stewart song.
It is a Rod Stewart song. Yes. Good job, Mike. Very good.
Oh, now I know what it is.
Way to give it away.
Here it is. One more time. Yeah, that's like a New Orleans version or something.
It is.
I don't know what that is, but if you can by title identify the name of that song. And be caller number 9 after we get through news and weather. 702-739-9636. You are a winner, so good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Rod Stewart with another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
We have Tina on the phone. Tina, can you identify by title that Rod Stewart song we're playing on our kazoos?
Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Yes.
There you go. Yes. Good job.
Thank you.
How could you not recognize that song?
Right?
You got the tickets anytime you want to go between now and October 5th. It's Rod Stewart, the hits, live at the Coliseum, Caesar's Palace.
Yay, I'm so excited.
These tickets are from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, so hang on the line. We'll tell you to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Imagine winning $10,000 to spend any way you want. Details on how to play the 10K Payday Contest coming up soon on the station playing the hits of the 80s and more, 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla Morning Show, our latest winner, the latest winner in the 10K Payday Contest got the call from the Beasley Banker, $1,000 winner.
Oh, nice.
Nicole Dillon, here's her reaction.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I think somebody's at work.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Thank you so
much. Nicole, line one.
I don't know. Okay. I get it, but I don't. I mean,
okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Yeah. Okay, I'll tell him you called. Mm-hmm. No. Hold on. Wait.
Your next chance to score $1,000, possibly qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. But less than an hour from now, Wendy Rush will have another new code word for you. So make sure you're listening. Make sure you download the free KKLZ app. 9:05 and some weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news. Going to do that after Blondie and Heart of Glass.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by Clark County Credit Union. Low auto loan rates from 2.99%. You had mentioned Kentucky Fried Chicken and their new food thing they're doing with donuts and chicken. And Pizza Hut has just announced it's teaming up with Kellogg's to create a new Cheez-It pizza.
Oh.
They took dough, gave it the Cheez-It flavor and color, then stuffed it with cheese, and they're on sale for a limited time. You can only do this for a limited time.
Okay.
You know, when in doubt, just start combining stuff.
Turn anything into, okay.
And I throw this out, and this is just a weird fact. I never even thought that people record stuff like this, but a new study found that Orlando, Florida, is the most dangerous place to walk.
Oh, wow.
If you're
really?
Going to walk around, it's very dangerous in Orlando. I don't know why. Maybe people getting hit by cars, bicycles, and stuff like that. Mopeds.
Wow. Okay. Huh.
Golf carts.
Yeah. I don't know. You know what? Disney World is there. That's a whole like city in itself. So,
I don't know who came in number two, but Orlando is number one.
Wow, I got to look that up.
The most dangerous place to walk.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, Mike, speaking of Florida, a guy in Florida, actually just outside of Orlando, busted for spray painting a slur on the wall of a bar bathroom.
Yeah.
It was literally just the word slur. That's what he spray painted. No joke. Yeah.
It's not a slur. No, it's just the word slur.
Slur. Yeah. Okay. He was arrested for criminal mischief.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's not even, dude. I mean, if you're going to do something,
I can't even think of a slur, but I'll just write the word slur.
Slur. That's right. And serious business. Cops in Ohio pulled over an Amish horse and buggy with a massive speaker system that was built into it.
Oh, boy.
Now, the cops pulled him over. They must have been just coasting, the cops. People driving it hopped out, left the buggy and the horse behind, their 12-pack of Michelob, ran off into the woods, Mike.
They ran off into the woods. Run away!
Police had to tow the buggy to an impound lot. I'm not sure. They're waiting to see if someone comes forward to claim the buggy and the horse. There's a horse there.
Tied up outside.
Oh, man, this is crazy. This is crazy.
So let me understand something.
Nay.
So the two guys run from the buggy.
Yes.
And this is how, well, it's not even a factor. They don't even chase them?
I don't know.
Why are we running so fast? Nobody's chasing us.
Here's all I know. If your Amish teen is wearing their big black buckle hat backwards, then you know what? There's a problem. Okay? If he's saying talk to the hand because the beard don't understand, there is a problem, people. Just saying, Mike, there's a little problem.
Wow.
And do keep an eye on your kids because the Amish flu is going around. Gross. You get a little horse first and then you get a little buggy. I've been waiting all day for this segment.
I was a little too quick on the trigger there, so sorry about that. But
that's why you love working with me, isn't it, Mike?
I do.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call
Something Good.
A nice story about Stu McDonald. He's up in Bend, Oregon. He battled cancer twice and he beat it both times. So he is in remission now, which is good. You know, good enough. But things got really good about a week ago. He hit the lottery for $4.6 million. He and his He and his wife have a tradition. Every time he, you know, decides to buy a ticket, she jokes around and says, make sure you get the winning ticket this time.
Right.
Well, she forgot to tell him this time, but he won anyhow. They decided to take the lump sum of $2.3 million. So after taxes, they got about $1.7 million. And he said, you know what? After two cancer scares, now this, I'm a pretty darn lucky guy.
I would say so.
I know.
Just when you think my life is at the lowest point, I have cancer.
Right.
Not once, but twice.
Yeah. Whew, on that front, I'm in remission now. But. Yeah, I know. What? I hit. Whoa. Honey, we won. And you didn't tell me to get the winning ticket.
Maybe that's the secret.
Yeah, maybe keep your mouth shut, honey.
Next time I go to buy the lottery tickets.
You know, sometimes good things do happen.
They do. All right. Well, if you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:37, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon.
Yes.
Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep you company throughout the midday. Less than, well, a little over 20 minutes from now. Another shot to win $1,000. And qualify, hopefully, for that $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest.
Nice.
Recap of the show. You know what? I'm sorry. The two little boys playing with the garbage can.
That's the best.
Never gets old. There you go. Your turn. All right. Now you go around. Your turn. Okay.
Oh, check it out on our Facebook page, our website. It's wherever you go. There it is.
It is too funny. We talked about compliments from those of the opposite sex.
Yeah, Mike.
I was really caught off guard.
You smell good.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, dude.
Can I just have my receipt? I just want to go.
Aw, take it.
Okay. You know what? You're right. I should just take it, not overthink it. New words in the dictionary.
Yes.
Fabulosity. Yes. Is a new word.
Yeah, I need to write to, you know, Miriam and see if we can get our words in there, you know?
Anxietous
and butimus.
Why not?
For your dad, right?
I love it.
Miriam.
Morty, our executive producer.
Yes, Morty.
Get better.
Yes, get well, my friend.
Hopefully he's back tomorrow, but otherwise you have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3 KKLZ.